After laying low for 2 days, the National MP Simon O'Connor has returned to Parliament with a mea culpa for his caucus. On Saturday, the MP published and then later removed a message supporting the US Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade. Mr O'Connor says it was his own choice to take the post down and denies he and his Conservative colleagues are being gagged. Here's our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch.
Simon O'Connor, for 2 days, has been uncharacteristically quiet.
I'm sorry, excuse me a second, I've been struggling with my voice all week. It's just possibly a blessing to many.
He found his voice today, finally fronting to reporters on the Facebook post, which has caused such problems for his party.
This was a misstep on my part. This has caused distress and trouble for the party that just wants to focus on big matters.
On Saturday, Mr O'Connor posted, "Today is a good day," a reference to the reversal of Roe v. Wade and the ban on abortion now expected in numerous US states. He says he stands by the message.
I'm a pro-lifer, so yes.
But not by the responses it prompted, a deluge of vitriol in the comments.
My Facebook notifications are just going absolutely nuts. Even a sample, I could see this was out of control.
For the National Party and its leader, Christopher Luxon, it was an unhelpful distraction. Since taking charge, Mr. Luxon has repeatedly stated he will not change abortion laws if elected Prime Minister. He's had to do so time and time again, a bid to diffuse his personal views, having previously agreed abortion is akin to murder. And so the Facebook post had to go.
For me, it was pretty clear the post was going to come down one way or another.
The move has prompted criticism from Conservative quarters. The lobby group Family First tweeted, "Apparently free speech is dead in the National Party." The former National MP, Alfred Naro, has also been reported, saying MPs should be allowed to speak their minds. Simon O'Connor insists he is allowed.
Let me be really clear. There is no gag order. I am very happy with the caucus position that we will not be relitigating in any way, shape or form the abortion issue.
17 of National's current caucus voted against removing abortion from the Crimes Act last term. But, like Mr O'Connor, the Conservative MPs have fallen in line, including Simeon Brown, who liked Mr O'Connor's post on Facebook.
I feel very free to express my views. The reality is that was not the post that I should have liked. I regret liking that post.
We have a range of views in the caucus and that's entirely appropriate, but we have an agreed position.
We will not make any changes to the abortion legislation.
9 Labour MPs also opposed increasing access to abortions in 2020.
Well, my position has always been clear. I've always voted no.
My mum was advised by her doctor to have an abortion when she was carrying me.
My mother was also advised to have an abortion back in 1975. She didn't. I'm here today for that reason.
But they, like National's caucus, accept the legislation as settled and say they won't try to wind it back. That means no matter who wins next year, the commitment's the same. New Zealand's abortion laws will not change.